Welcome to this month's guided meditation. As we do every time we are together, let's take a moment now to bring awareness to all the sensations of arriving and settling. Begin by arriving to an awareness of the surface supporting you and all the ways in which it offers your body an opportunity to simply be present right now. There's nothing to do, nothing to change in this moment. Rather, this is an opportunity to take time to settle in as the outside world comes and goes on its way. Taking time for inner awareness. Bring your awareness as well now to the place in your own body-mind-being where you find internal support, your own home base, your internal landing place. Notice the sensations of arriving to yourself. When we are able to be present to ourselves, we are much more able to be present to our larger context. Notice the sensations of presence, of being right here, right now, of being aware that you are right here, right now. Our theme this year is interdependence, a process of expanding awareness of our circle of relations. Last month, we explored your relationship with your body, this beautiful biological miracle that allows you to be here in this physical world, living this physically based life. This month, I'd like to expand that awareness and include more of those life forms and those activities with which we are inescapably interdependent. So here at the beginning, notice what happens inside when you bring into the foreground of your awareness the very deep and fundamental fact that there is not one moment of your life when you are truly and absolutely independent. That every moment of every day, on so many levels of your body, mind, being, you are interdependently related to so many other organisms and activities. For example, notice for a moment what you experience if you bring into your awareness some of the food you have either just taken in or intend to in some meal that might be coming up. Become aware in a way that feels okay to you that inevitably and without exception, some life form has offered itself in order for that food to become available to you. If it's a vegetable or a fruit, notice how it is for you if you take a moment to honor that that source of nourishment is a life form with whom you are interdependent. It lives in its ecological place on the planet and also serves as nourishment for you. Notice your experience if you're thinking of an animal source of food, or fish, or some species of bird. All of these life forms interdependently live on this planet in their own rightful place for what they contribute to nature, and then as resources or as sources of nourishment for you. Without them, you would not be able to find nourishment. In the same way, there are countless microbes in your body, in the environment, that support your health and well-being. Bacteria in your body that help you process the food you take in. Bacteria that are essential to your health and well-being, and who are interdependent with you in their life cycle and yours. Notice how it is to resonate with the fact of all these interdependent relationships. We are also dependent on insects. Insects such as bees that pollinate our food. Moths that do the same. Hummingbirds from the bird world pollinate for us also. We're dependent on fungi in the soil that makes this planet able to grow food. Trees and other plants give us oxygen as they take in our carbon dioxide. A profoundly dynamic, ongoing, interdependent collaboration. As I remain silent now, take a bit of time feeling into all these relations with whom we are inescapably interdependent and upon whom we depend for the very lives we live. Notice if gratitude spontaneously emerges, and if it does, notice what your unfolding day in the world might be like if you remember how deeply supported we are by so many, often invisible, relations as part of this planetary interdependence within which we all participate all the time. Notice what it would be like if you brought this recognition and gratitude for the support available in our interdependent ecosystem and planetary life. If you brought that with you into your day and referenced it throughout the unfolding of your daily activities. For now, I'm going to stop speaking, but I would invite you, if it feels all right to you, to keep right on resonating with your sense of interdependence as a very positive, essential, dynamic part of a life lived with health and well-being. And so for now, even as my voice stops speaking, feel free to keep on attuning and meditating, noticing your body's experience when you take this time to be present to yourself in these ways. And so for now, I wish you well until next time.